One of the things that often challenges the students at Nottingham when we start teaching them biblical studies is the start of John's Gospel. Who knows the start of John's Gospel? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And Leah's still going. Well done. And we point out to the students that that Word that was there in the beginning was Jesus. Jesus was there with God at the start of time. And at the end of time, Jesus will be there to separate the sheep from the goats. Jesus will be sat at the right hand of the Father. And we won't unpack the symbolism of that phrase now. That's a conversation and a sermon for a different day. But Jesus was there at the beginning. Jesus is there at the end. When we talk to people about being still with God, a lot of people will say, just pause. Empty your mind. And my wife will be sat there going, empty your mind? How does that happen? There's always something going on in our minds. Certainly for a lot of neurodiverse people, actually calming a mind, emptying it, removing all the distractions from the outside world often seems impossible. So rather than emptying our minds, sometimes we can just sit with Jesus and we can hold on to that image. So instead of it being a whir of shopping lists and laundry and is it after school club today and all the other things that might be going on in our brains, we can just sit and spend some time with Jesus. Shall we see if our first video is going to behave for us, Nana? If the video doesn't work, it's not an issue, because this is pretty much what the video does for 2 hours. It does very little. The trees flicker, the lantern moves. I'll rewrite the sermon, it's fine. But here we have Minecraft Jesus, and we can sit next to him for a while. We can see he's sat on a stone block with some moss on it. It's not stone, it's cobblestone. They are different blocks. But rather than having an empty image in our head, we can build ourselves something that we can focus on, something to support our meditation. We can wonder at God's creation. We can make for ourselves a Garden of Eden, a place where animals can be amongst us. There's a medical condition called echolalia. I think it's one of the lalias, which basically means when you close your eyes, you can't picture anything at all. Your mind is literally a blank slate. With your eyes closed, you can't remember people's faces. You have to open your eyes again. For other people, when they close their eyes, they might close your eyes now. How many people is it just instantly dark? How many people have got little flashy lines whizzing backwards and forwards? How many people are scrolling through lists and things like that? You're afraid of the dark. The dark can be a scary place. Particularly, the Bible tells us so many times that Jesus is the light of the world. So we can choose to spend time with Jesus. If we jump onto our next image, as well as creating things that are quite simple, this is also Minecraft. It looks like David Attenborough is about to start speaking to us, doesn't it? In the midst, as we fly over the rainforest, and we wait to find out what we're going to learn about the wonders of creation. Oh, it's called the savanna biome, this one. Words are important, aren't they? You want to go back to Nanny Hippo's house? Okay, maybe later. Okay, well, we will go in there first. We will go in there and we will have a drink. Okay, but first, Daddy needs to finish doing the talking. Because everyone is still sat there going, what's Oliver talking about now? We can spend a long time trying to recreate God's creation. Who's got a garden at home with potted plants or a little succulent on a windowsill? Or that's a cactus if you're panicking. Who's got some of nature inside their house that they desperately try and take care of and it doesn't die and go droopy? Do we have to get people in when we're on holiday to water them and tend for them? Not just yet. Not just yet. But it's not just nature that we can wonder at and try and create in Minecraft, although nature is fantastic. We can also celebrate humanity and the things that we have created. We live in a world that's controlled by primarily powerful white old men at this moment in time, and that seems to be reinforcing itself each and every day, doesn't it? We turn on the telly and we go, what have they done again? But there are, as with all things, people who resist, people who say, that's not okay. We need to do something about that. So back in, our next video would give us a date, but I think around 2012, a group of people got together and said, you know what? It's not okay that some countries ban knowledge. Some countries restrict people's ability to learn about stuff. So picture the British Museum just off Trafalgar Square with all the columns outside the front of it. Picture the Greek Parthenon. Picture a building with lots of columns and a big dome and stuff like that. We're not going in there just now, but we're getting close. We've got one more song once Daddy's finished talking. So what we've got on this image is the inside of something called the Uncensored Library. So this is a virtual space that exists on a server that anyone can join. And it's a library. You can walk into this creation, and you can see here it's got lots of different tiers, lots of different flags. You can walk into a wing of this library, and it has the Syrian flag above it, and you walk down, and in there are all the books that are banned in Syria, so that you can read them. You've got a wing dedicated to Saudi Arabia. You've got a wing dedicated to North Korea. you've got all of these countries where books and knowledge are seen as dangerous. The uncensored library has a wing. News report that I came across last month says that there's now a wing for the United States of America as well, for some of the stuff that's being banned there. So this is a Minecraft world that anyone can go into and support, so that knowledge, understanding, cooperation can be shared. It's a world where the sun never goes down. You can turn off night in Minecraft so that the monsters are kept away, because it's only in the dark that monsters have real power. They only spawn in the dark. So as long as it's light, as long as we're carrying Jesus with us, because Jesus is our light, then the darkness can't take over, and we can use places like this to share knowledge. So in the uncensored library is the Bible in 17 different languages, because those countries think it's a dangerous book to have. But it's still a fun place. You can come out of the library and there are, it's like going to, Henry VIII Palace, Hampton Court. You go to the gardens there, if you go to the gardens at Blenheim or any of these places. So outside is a place where you can pick up the book from the library, but you can also walk, pause, read a page of the book, and then just sit and be. But you can meet other people there, you can chat to other people as well on it. But something that started off as a game for kids to play and build blocks with, it's become a community where people can create wondrous things and share love and knowledge and be a light to other people. So when Miles says, I'm going to go and play on Minecraft, you never know what he's going to do. Is he going to blow something up and watch the power of destruction? Or is he going to build something new, something that only exists in his mind? You always build something. You like to build. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. And then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Minecraft isn't the only way to God, but it is one way in which we can spread the light of Jesus into people's lives. Job talks about having no hope, everything being destroyed, everything being taken away from you. Miles, last year, came upstairs in absolute tears, and we thought he'd broken his arm. He'd accidentally done something in Minecraft, and he couldn't work out where he was. You got lost, hadn't you?
Yeah. So I worked in the end, but I accidentally destroyed my respawn point.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to start the world.
So suddenly, everything that Miles thought he knew had gone. We rebuilt. We found what you thought was lost. We just took time We did, yeah. A beacon, a source of light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just stretching out to space.
And that helps us find our way back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So when Miles builds something now, he puts that source of light as the place that he needs to come back to. So when we feel like everything is falling apart around us, we can turn back to that source of light in our lives. Job says, my hope is that night would turn into day. My hope that dawn was about to break. We've sung, and pretty much all of our hymns have had a reference about light and darkness. And God created the world, he separated light from dark. Jesus is our light. And in his light, we can build whatever we want to build. We can build his kingdom right here, right now. So that's a sermon on Minecraft.